Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Susan Schauer. And Susan, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for taking time. I'm very excited to talk to you. We're going to be talking more about these Discovery Days that are going on in Jamestown. And Susan, maybe for somebody who hasn't heard of these Discovery Days just yet, would you mind kind of explaining what those are?
The Discovery Day is a small taste of what a Discovery or Children's Museum might be. There's a group of us working towards trying to get a permanent space in Jamestown for that type of a center. And these Discovery Days are one way that we've chosen to kind of get it out into the community of what it would be, the hands-on building, exploring, inventing, creating everything from paper rockets, paper airplanes, Legos, Lego vehicles with ramps, different art activities.
Sure. And that all falls kind of under that category of STEAM, STEM, which you mentioned a little bit about too, right?
Yep. The STEAM is science, technology, engineering, art, and math. So all of these activities are geared towards the kids or families. Hands-on, building things, problem-solving, creating things as a way to, it's an activity for the whole family to take part in.
Sure. Susan Schauer again joining us right now, and let's talk about it. Discovery Days going on in Jamestown. So the first Discovery event happened at Stutzman Harley-Davidson, and coming up, you have a few more. These Discovery Days, there's no physical location for them just yet, but you were able to team up with some businesses in Jamestown to make sure that the events like these could be held, right?
Yeah, we were, and I look for businesses in town that would benefit from a group of children who have this background, Stutzman Harley-Davidson, anything from their mechanics to their marketing to, I mean, anybody, yeah, you know, in that business. Lichty Homes, the art center. So these are all, and there's plenty of other businesses in town that really do have that STEAM base or background that they're going to need future employees to have this skill set.
Yeah, for sure. So that's what's really exciting about it is you'll get these kids involved with doing some of these activities and maybe being interested in following or pursuing a career at maybe one of those locations, which is so very exciting. So Discovery Days. Susan, if people are interested in coming to these events, again, with these ones coming up at Lichty Homes and the Arts Center, they just have to pay a small fee. But that's, of course, I'm sure going on to help maybe towards working and getting a permanent place for something like this, right?
Yep.
Awesome. Okay. So we actually have another guest in studio as well. We have Jack Schauer. And Jack, of course, with your mom doing events like this, it sounds like you have been a part of a few of these Discovery Days. Kind of describe what it's like from your point of view, because you've done some of these before, right?
Well, we do them every Wednesday at early start. Two grades are in the gym at a time. It's a lot smaller than the one at Harley-Davidson.
For sure, for sure. Describe some of the events, because your mom brought up like Legos and launching rockets. Like, like, do you get to like build these things yourself and then use them, or how does that work?
Yeah, we build our own rockets, make our own paper airplanes, build them out of a Legos.
Yeah, and what would you say is like your favorite event that you've done out of this?
Probably the rockets.
Well, of course. Do they explode at the end or do they just land?
I wish.
Maybe that's like for advanced, right? Like advanced Discovery Days or something.
Yeah.
So what would you say to maybe some kids who are like, oh, that sounds kind of fun, but I don't know if I want to do that. What would you say to somebody to get them to come to see what a Discovery Day is all about?
Really? This will help you succeed because of all the new jobs that are going to be in the future that don't even exist today that require a STEM background.
Yeah.
And it would be really important in these jobs to have that background and experience.
Well, and to get that experience at such a young age has got to be pretty, pretty awesome too, right?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
And you get to have fun doing it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, so you heard it from Jack. Like, obviously, you guys need to go and check out these Discovery Days. But we'll ask your mom one more question, okay? So, Susan, if people have questions about it, they want to learn more about Discovery Days, maybe if they have a STEAM job that they can open up their business to have them come and have a Discovery Days maybe sometime down the line, what are some ways they can learn more about that?
The easiest way is we have a brand new Facebook page at Jamestown Discovery Days.
Awesome. Okay, so give that a like, check it out. I'm sure contact information is on there as well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you can message me right on there.
Perfect. So message her through that. Susan or Jack, anything else you guys want to throw out there about Discovery Day?
Oh, come and check it out. It's fun. And all ages.
All ages. Thank you.
From even a toddler that's just starting to walk all the way up to the adults. There's stuff for everybody.
For sure. So go check it out. Again, keep an eye open for Lichty Homes and the Arts Center, those dates and those times. And again, go like Jamestown Discovery Days on Facebook. So Susan and Jack, thank you guys for joining us on Let's Talk.
Thank you.